Hey, fans, it's, you know, you're good pal Bob Cottle here, the old NWA, play-by-play announcer. I'll tell you that right now. I had a heck of a time this week on Cuddling with Cottle. I said to the suplex boys there, Jimbo and, you know, and Skyler there, and I said, you know, fellas, I'm gonna do a Japan, you know, an all Japan show. So no relationship advice on this Cuddling with Cottle. It's all wrestling because I want to talk about the big event that just happened there for Japan's new wrestling promotion there. They call it Kingdom of Wrestling, and I'll tell you this right now, it was one heck of an event. The Suplex Boys there, they said, Bob, could you watch it? You know, and try to stay up. And I said, boy, you know, stay up. I could wake up for it. You know, my day usually starts around 3 a.m. I go to bed around 5 p.m. and we can get up around 3 a.m. and then I take a nap around 4 a.m. I watched it. You know, clearly I didn't know what to do with their website there, and you had Jimbo there help me walk me through it. So I have some thoughts on it. I'm gonna say it right now. Boy, that young up and comer Christopher Jericho really made an impact there against Kenneth Beta there. So it was really a heck of a match between those two gentlemen. And I know you can be pretty lax with the rules over there in Japan, but I didn't understand why the red shoot referee there, he just let them do whatever they wanted, you know, and wasn't right. And the way Chris Jericho attacked that poor boy in the tracksuit, which I didn't understand why there were a bunch of children around the ring in tracksuits. I was wildly confused by that. And the other thing that confused me was, there was a moment in one of the matches there. I believe it was a four-way for the junior heavyweight, which still just doesn't make sense to me either. Are you lightweight or are you a heavyweight? How can you be a junior heavyweight? But that's what it is. And there was a moment where a man appeared to be a bird, and but he didn't go, he didn't fly. I was wildly confused. I thought I was having a hallucination. I thought maybe I'd gotten into some mushrooms or something, but I didn't get it. I didn't want to understand it, and I believe his name was Martin Skrillex. So, there was one guy who did a whole bunch of flipping and didn't really make a whole lot of contact the entire match, and somehow he won the belt. So, sometimes that stuff confuses me. You know, when you're doing all those random, you know, let's make the crowd pop with your flying. I mean, there was one moment where he climbed a scaffold, not to be confused with a scaffold match, which is the best match type in the history of the old Jim Crockett days. Oof, I'd rather watch a scaffold match. But anywho, so the Spray, I believe was his name, William Spray. Anyways, he climbed the scaffold, and the three men down below just stood there for a good solid 5 minutes, just waiting for him to jump down. Just, you know, I hate to sound like my good pal Jim Cornette, but that's just ridiculous. So that's my thoughts on it. You know, it was a heck of an event, though. You know, they really, really worked with, they said, Snug, the guy who ended up shaving his head, taking on Go Home. And, boy, that was a heck of a match between those two. Oof. You know, I thought wrestling was supposed to be fake, fellas. It was a work. But nobody told the guy who ended up shaving his head. It was a heck of a match, and you know that was probably my match of the night. And the Bucks of Youth, they are 7-time junior heavyweight tag team champions. So congratulations to those two individuals. And it was a great event over there. I'm really glad that new Japanese promotion has really propped up, and hopefully they have continued success. I don't know how long they've been around, but since they have new in the name, I assume it's been pretty recently. Well, I'm up coming up against you here just under 5 minutes. Thanks again for tuning in. Next time I do this, there will be relationship advice. Remember, fans, wrestling is a sport.